SD Motorsports on AM 1170. The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
This is the San Diego Motorsports Show on AM 1170, The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on the San Diego Motorsports Show. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio. The boys in the house have not changed the name of the show, but we went to the Western State Racer Expo in Riverside and helped work with young drivers of all forms of motorsports. You know, make their careers better, teach them how to, you know, talk about sponsors. And I've got the expert on the line. We've got Robert Height from John Force Racing. Nobody markets better than Robert. How you doing, sir?
Great. How are you guys?
We're great.
Yeah, we're doing excellent. We were so excited. We were at Pomona last weekend. Got to watch an amazing, amazing race. So, without going too far into it, how's 2017 looking for you guys?
It's looking real good. Like you said, Pomona was an awesome event. It was a great way to kick off the season. Unfortunately, my auto club Chevy didn't do so well, but my teammates did well.
And, yeah, they did.
You know, Courtney got to the final.
Yeah, that was exciting. Oh, I'm so happy for her.
And, you know, she's improved every race. I mean, you can just see it in her driving. You can see it when the car starts to act up and get silly. You know, I mean, she's – I mean, I have to say, and I don't want to get in trouble, but of all the sisters, I think she's got the best handle, especially when it comes to a funny car.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, she works at it very hard.
Yeah.
And but, yeah, she's doing good. And, we have the potential. We have everything we need. You know, at John Force Racing, we just got to put it together. So we're going to make some clutch changes in my car because it has not been friendly testing through the Winter Nationals. But how about, you know, it was a great, like you guys said, a great weekend. I think it was we had the highest rating ever for the Winter Nationals on TV on Fox, the big Fox network. So that was pretty cool.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, and by the way, you'll have to have Michelle tell you what it says on my T-shirt.
Camaro versus everybody.
There you go. Now you're talking.
Yeah, darn right, man. I'm a bow tie guy if there ever was one. Let me tell you, I love Camaro. And when I knew you were going to call in today, I went through my pile and I made sure I got my Camaro shirt just for you.
That's cool. Yep, Camaros are awesome. Those new funny cars that we're driving, those are, you know, state-of-the-art, nice, beautiful bodies.
Yeah.
And hey, aren't I calling into like Ron Capps territory here?
Oh,
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Can you? Exactly. Yeah,
yeah. He was on the show.
Yep.
Yes,
we had
and
him
we
on.
We were his good luck charm, I think.
Great guy.
Well, yeah, because he'd called in before he won the championship, and I always jokingly say that when you call in on our show, there's a good chance you'll win. And when he won, I almost fell out of my chair, and he called me right back. So I think I'm going to be like that blue pair of socks that you have to wear at every final, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, I'm going to put you guys on speed dial then.
Yeah.
So once I win a race, I'll be calling in.
That's
well,
great.
You and I have been talking for many, many years. I've been doing this show. We're the longest running show in San Diego, and Michelle is new to NHRA, and I took her in. Of course, I shouldn't say this out loud, but you know how when you're media – you're not allowed to sit in the stands. You know, you only sit in the tower, right? Right.
Right.
Well, she talked. I let her walk ahead of me, and we got into the stands both times. So we got to watch both in November?
November.
Mm-hmm. And a couple of weeks ago in the stands. And, you know, I got to tell you, man, I love it,
the
stands.
It's the way.
Oh, without a doubt. You definitely get a feel for NHRA drag racing better in the stands than you do, you know, in those nice cush
air conditioning
in the tower.
Yeah, and
exactly.
You know, there were the it was packed. We were there Saturday. We weren't there for finals, but you know, it was packed.
Right. And you know, I got to say, Robert, for anybody out there that's never been to an NHRA race, and if you sit there and watch the guys like Robert go down the track from dead stop, in 1,000 feet, go over 300 miles an hour, you can't explain that. You have to physically go. And Fox does a phenomenal job when it comes to covering the race, whether it be the commentators just the TV time itself. But watching you guys, I mean, you don't even have time to think.
No, it's exciting. And like you say, if these fans, if you can get them to a race, mm-hmm. first, they'll probably come back. It's that exciting. But it makes it more fun to watch on TV then, because it's hard to explain right. what you're going to see and what you're going to feel at NHRA drag racing, you know, with cars that are going 330 plus miles an hour.
Yeah. Did you have any problems with your parachutes last weekend?
No, I was in good shape.
Oh, because so many people seem to have that problem. I know on Saturday, and we were wondering if maybe the humidity was a factor because it had been raining so much.
There have been a couple of them.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm slow, Robert. I know you're not into the motorcycle world, but when did they start running chutes on bikes?
You know, I noticed that. they do it on the Top Fuel Harleys. Those guys are crazy, in
totally.
My opinion. They're fun to watch, but you wouldn't get me on one of those for nothing. I mean, those guys are basically have a bulletproof vest on because they're straddling this thing that could blow up. But they are exciting. And I think a lot of people enjoyed the TV with them running. So it's kind of cool that NHRA brought them in and made them part of the show. But like I said, I want to watch. I would definitely never get involved in that sport.
Well, how violent is it when you pull the chutes on your funny car? Pretty violent, right?
Oh, it's very violent, yeah.
So on a motorcycle, is that not a tail wagger or a tank slapper just looking for a thing? I mean, I mean when I first seen that, I went, not me. But those bikes are going, I mean, they're going so fast. I'm just blown away. I love NHRA.
You know, one thing you got to remember, I'm strapped into this thing.
Yeah.
I have seat belts. These poor guys, they don't have anything. So when that chute hits, they're just hanging on. And, you know, it's like that bike's wanting to come out from underneath them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
That's what I was waiting for to happen. I thought, oh, it's going to happen.
Well, and you hope and pray it doesn't. And a couple of them did go off in the sand. But, you know, again, you know, with the NHRA Safari, I mean, I don't think there's a better group of safety personnel on the planet than the NHRA guys, because they're dealing with massive horsepowers, massive speeds, and my goodness, I mean, and to be able to clean up as well as they do, I mean, they've come a long way just in cleanup. You know, if somebody doesn't oil down or what have you, that's the other thing that I was totally impressed with, how quick they are getting back to racing again.
Yeah, you have to in these days, you know, with live TV.
Yep.
Yeah. But you know, the NHRA's theme this year is salute to first responders, and you know, I don't know, the fans saw that I was racing a CHP car this weekend. And that was, you know, NHRA and the Auto Club and John Force Racing's tribute to the California Highway Patrol. But that safety safari, those guys are our first responders.
Sure.
And we're going to be doing this at all the races this year, honoring, you know, first responders. It's a good deal NHRA is doing. And it was pretty cool to kick it off with that CHP car out in Pomona.
That was bad to the bone, man.
Yeah,
I'm telling you,
really,
as soon as you come rolling up, I went, what the heck? So are you changing the paint scheme for the next race, or are you going to run that for a while?
No, we're going to only run that car three times this year, and that'll be at both Pomona races and then the Sonoma race, just the California races. Now, if something happens this weekend out in Phoenix, next weekend, if something happens to my normal body, well, you'll see that Highway Patrol car again. That's our spare.
Yeah, well, normally you run the good colors of AAA auto, right?
Yeah, definitely, yep.
Yeah, I tell you, those guys are the best, man. I'm telling you, you can't ask for a better insurance company and a better roadside service. I mean, these guys are absolutely the best, and I'm always thrilled to see you run the colors of AAA, and I know you guys do too. And I got to tell you, folks, if you've never been to an NHRA race, you have to go one time. It is an experience like you'll not find at any other motorsport event. You can get right up close to the drivers. I always say don't get too close. You'll end up with a rag or a wrench, you know, depending on the situation. Get your nitro burn. Everybody's got to do that at least once. And what do you think about putting spectators on the starting line in those bleachers? Is that wild or what?
It's pretty cool. Yeah, those fans are very lucky to get to do that. Mm-hmm. And it's a whole nother experience that they get to take in. And that's what makes NHRA drag racing so unique, the fan experience.
Yeah.
And it's not just, you know, what goes on the racetrack. It's what goes on back in the pits.
Yep.
The fans get to come back and watch my team work on my car, completely rebuild it after a run, and start it up. and get right back out there for racing. So it's a great sport.
It totally is. Hey, Robert, tell the folks how they can follow you. What you got? I'm sure you got websites and Facebooks and Twitters and things.
Yeah, definitely. All the fans can go to johnforceracing.com and follow all four drivers. And, you know, the NHRA.com, you can see where we're racing. You can, you know, sign up for all access to where you can basically watch what the fans are watching at the track, you know, from sun up to sundown at an event. And, yeah, my Twitter handle is RobertHeight7000, and as well as my Instagram. So
perfect.
Look it up. Come see us at a race. I'm pretty sure you'll come back.
You got it. Hey, and if you win in Phoenix this coming weekend, I'll expect a phone call the following.
Definitely. That's a deal, I promise.
All right, buddy. Hey, say hi to the whole John Force family for me, and we look forward to talking to you down the road, my friend.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. Take care. All right, folks. Robert Height, NHRA. Oh, man, I tell you. Let's take a quick break. We come back. I think we've got Brittany supposed to be calling in.
Brittany.
She better be listening right here on Racer Radio. AM 1170, The Answer.
AM 1170, The Answer.
Welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio. The segment's brought to you by Barona Circle Track. By the way, I forgot to mention the first segment was brought to you by El Cajon Ford, 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. In fact, they've got a big president's sale going on this weekend all the way till tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You'll definitely, I mean, the discounts. 6,000 here, 8,000 there. Just and crazy discounts.
I was hearing on the radio another ad that they had deals on trade-ins.
Oh yeah.
Just crazy stuff like that going on this weekend too.
Well, and the reason they like that is because 80%, maybe 85% of all their used cars are trade-ins. They don't like going to the auction. They like getting cars from the public. Mm-hmm. And then if the car doesn't meet their standards, then it goes to the auction. So it one way or the other, you end up in the auction.
All right. So
well, we don't know what happened to Brittany.
Okay.
But so we've got motorsports. Now you watch the Clash.
Oh, yes. Okay. So the Clash, this is the NASCAR. Okay. So the Clash, I'd never seen this before. I have to say, I'm not much of a NASCAR fan. I watch the other kinds of racing. But this sounded interesting. Dave recommended it. So it was supposed to be on last night. So here's the funny thing that they were talking about. It got postponed because of rain till this morning. So Fox runs it this morning at 8:00. And the funny part was all the cars had been prepped for night racing. And it's 75 degrees down there on the track in Miami or wherever they are. Fort Lauderdale. I don't know. I don't remember.
Daytona.
Okay. So it's kind of a mess for the teams. They don't know really what to do.
Called a scramble.
Yeah, they scrambled.
But they didn't know what to scramble with because they thought they were going to run in the night and they ran during the day.
Yeah. So it kind of adds a whole nother X factor to the race. It was interesting that they raced very tight on that track. I think there were, 12 cars, 15 cars maybe on the track and three wide. And it was tight.
Well,
it was so tight.
They've changed a lot of the rules. And really what the Clash is normally, it's a rehearsal for the Daytona 500.
Yeah. And no points, right? They don't get points for this. It's just kind of like try your car out, see what's going on with your car. Right.
Yeah. And they make a lot of money. So, you know, it's not a points race. Some of the interesting news is, Stuart Haas has gone Ford. Hmm. So now they're driving Fords. And so there's a little bit of a learning curve there. A lot of things were learned last night. But then, of course, Daniel Suarez, who took over Dale Earnhardt.
Right. He took his seat because of the concussions.
That kid. I take that back. No. Alex Bowman took over the 88.
Right.
Daniel took over Carl Edwards. because Carl Edwards. In fact, I got Carl. Finally got to see an interview with Carl, which he actually broke down and started crying.
Oh,
because NASCAR was very near and dear to his heart. But the word on the street is he wants to run for office.
Yeah.
He wants to be the
senator or something.
Senator of Missouri or what have you.
Yeah.
But I, you know, my gut feeling is the crash at Homestead did so much damage, and his wife being a neurosurgeon, she goes,
that didn't go over too well.
Enough is
enough. Well, and plus, you know, this whole thing with Dale and his concussions has been so well publicized, and there are some that he probably didn't, he sustained that weren't diagnosed, and a neurosurgeon is going to be very concerned about that.
Yeah, I think you're right. But now the new Stewart Haas team, you got Danica Patrick, Clint Bowyer, Kurt Busch, and Kevin Harvick, which is an interesting team. Everybody, the jury's out on Daniel, whether or not, because, you know, you've got the other three drivers in Joe Gibbs Racing that are top drawer, you know, and they're all pros. But I think it's going to be good because they can surround Daniel and guide this kid, because his kid can drive. I don't care what anybody says. So that got delayed out.
Yeah.
And then, of course,
they ran it this morning.
Should
we do spoiler alert?
Yeah, spoiler alert. If you don't want to hear anything about some of the insanity that went on.
It was pretty wild.
But of all people to have so much trouble, and I watched the reruns of it 15 times, and that was Jimmy Johnson.
I know.
When he clipped the 41, which would be Kurt Busch.
That was so weird. In the turn four, they were saying that turn four was wackadoodle out there
and
today.
And he did it twice on turn four. You know, he lost it with that one. And then I think he whacked, did it again and took out, I didn't write it down.
Who was it?
But he took out, he took out Kurt Busch, and Kurt Busch was pretty cool about it. I mean, he
was. Kurt was very cool about it.
That was the first crash.
He said, hey, at least we got to test the new safety system, the emergency responders, and hey, they did a great job. It was great.
But it was interesting. They have a new rule now with NASCAR, is that once your car goes to the garage, you're done.
You can't bring it back on the track. Who cares if you can fix it? It's done and it's towed away. Yeah. And they're also doing a new medical procedure too. Really, you have to be very careful.
Right.
Yeah. They're not going to just put you back on the track, which is what they used to do. There's going to be a little more medical vetting, I guess is what you could call it.
Yeah. Without a shadow of a doubt. And then now the deal is it's all about airflow, you know, and that's where we're at in turn four. You get two cars or three cars wide and the car in the center. And in Jimmy, on the last go around, I mean, it just snapped. I mean, it was like somebody broke something and away he went. Mm. So there was nothing. And he likes a loose car. He loves driving a loose car. He started in the dirt. He was in motorcycle. So him and loose cars were fine, but he just could not handle it.
Well, I'm glad he's okay. There was a lot of wild stuff out there for him today.
And then, of course, the last lap was
The last lap. Okay. So
well,
this
you
got to
give Hamlin credit. Hamlin, Logano was coming up to pass.
I love Logano. And I was watching him move. He was moving like Dickens out there.
Yeah, I know. Well, he had a lot of help.
One after another, just amazing moves.
And Hamlin seen him coming.
Yeah.
Or actually, it wasn't Hamlin that was coming. It was Keselowski was coming.
Well, Keselowski was great throughout the whole race. He was up in the front. He was just killing it.
Hamlin blocked Keselowski. Those two tangled, and Logano just went high and wide.
He just took
high,
it.
Wide, and handsome.
He took it, and that was checkered flag time for him.
Yeah, and that was really good. And, you know, granted, it was not a points race or anything, so it's not like, you know.
No, but it was an exciting race. It was fun to watch. And it's nice because it was short.
Yeah, well, it was staged, you know, like you had 25 lap and then you had 75 lap.
I like that.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of the public do. I think they get a pretty good kick out of that. But
sad how the stands weren't that packed. Yikes.
Well.
Yikes.
Yeah. You know, I know that's always been an issue, but.
Well, the rain delay, I'm sure, was a factor. You couldn't just say, you know, sure, I'll show up tomorrow morning.
Well, and with social media, everybody knows. Well, yeah. And then today, you know, a lot of people plan out these races and they plan them. I thought an interesting interview, and I've watched NASCAR more than you have, but Dale Earnhardt Jr. is a new man.
Yeah.
I have never seen him so eloquent, so easily. I mean, he flowed with his conversation, where before he married, he was a major introvert. He interviews just killed him. He hated interviewing. He hated it. And his words that he chose were poor. I mean, it was just, and ever since he got married to this lovely lady, I mean, they got him in the press box
and he was doing a very nice job.
I thought Jeff Gordon.
I love Jeff Gordon.
Yeah.
I really do. But, you know, he's been with this. It's not like he just got this, you know, found her and married her with.
He's been with her for
a long time, though.
Yeah. And he was coming out of his shell, you know, once they started getting together.
Interesting. So maybe that's what it takes.
But once he married her, I mean, You could hear the calmness in his voice. You can hear. And like he said in the interview, when they interviewed him about it, he said that she basically showed him that you're okay. You know, you're intelligent. You can talk about the subject matter. And and even his demeanor, his face. I mean, let's see, who else got married? I think, was it Kurt Busch got married? He got married. And then I think Keselowski got married. So we'll see. Because every time somebody gets married, it does seem to, usually, I hate to say, it usually mellows them out, and they don't have that will to win like they did before. Oh, that better not be. That's got to be. Who you got coming up next? We got Mr. Spencer, brother.
From
another mother.
When we were at Paris, I made Dave go and track. We found him in the pits and found his team and. As he was going out to race, I said, "No, make it look good for the family."
Yeah, he's really good.
And he was very nice about it. He didn't think I was some wackadoodle, crazy chick.
No,
so he handled it very well.
He deals with wackadoodle.
He must. And he handled my funny crack.
And we are talking about Mike Spencer is who we are speaking of. And Mike Spencer is on the line and he's going to be chatting with us when we come back from break. I mean, this guy, 5 times USAC CRA Sprint Car Champion. I mean, just an amazing guy. And he's going to chat with us about the inaugural race, March the 4th. That'll be the kickoff event.
At Paris?
Paris Auto Speedway. Somehow where did he go? He hung up.
Oh, there he is.
There he goes. He didn't pay his bill.
All right. So when we come back.
Let's go ahead and take a small break. When we come back, Mike Spencer from Paris Auto Speedway, right here at AM 1170, The Answer.
AM 1170, The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. This is Racer Radio. I'm Dave. She is Michelle. And this segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. Paris Auto Speedway located 18700 Lake Paris Road in Paris. Just go to parisautospeedway.com, parisautospeedway.com to find out all the schedule, what's going on. The race is going to start up March the 4th. And I'd almost have to say now, weather permitting, since we're getting so much rain.
Right.
But right now we've got a superstar in himself, Mike Spencer, all the way from Paris Auto Speedway. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Well, you're probably more excited than we are because you're getting ready to go racing again, right?
Oh, yeah. It's coming up quick here. Be here in 2 weeks.
Have you got the car ready to go?
It's getting close. Yeah, we actually... the team I'm driving for, the Ganson Engineering Motorsports, got a new car going together, and we're going to finish it up here through this week, and so it should be looking really good here to start the season.
Are you going to get any seat time in it before the 4th?
No, then we'll just start it up at their house there, and check everything over, but nothing on the racetrack.
You don't need no stinking practice, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, right. Well, I tell you, I'm wondering, with all of this rain that we have been getting, do you think that's going to change? We know it destroys the infield whenever it rains, but do you think that much rain that we've had, is that going to affect the track itself?
I would say probably. You know, this time of year, the track is always, tacky and keeps the moisture in it. And with all the rain we've had, it's definitely going to be, soaked down into the dirt. So, I would expect to see really fast qualifying times and pretty fast racetrack all through the night that first race.
Yeah. And that's March the 4th. And that will be, I think you're absolutely correct. I think if anybody has never been to a Paris and they're thinking about doing it, I think this would be a perfect race to come up and watch just because of the weather that we've had. And because that water doesn't go anywhere.
Right. Yeah, the first race of the year, there's always a lot of excitement, anticipation, leading up to it. And everybody hasn't been racing in, 3 or 4 months. So there's always a lot of action. And so it should be a really good race.
Yeah, we're gonna do our best to try to be up there that Saturday evening. Maybe we'll bring you some luck. Did you add any more sponsors to your car?
This year we have a new sponsor on board with Ramble Racing, and so, he's a definitely welcomed addition to the team, and we also have all the great sponsors from the last year that have helped us. So, we got a lot of people that help us out and make it all possible.
Right. Yeah, because it's not something that you can do by yourself. That is absolutely for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, did you happen to hear about the Western States Racer Expo they held up in Riverside a couple weeks ago?
No, I did not.
It was something.
Were you guys up there?
Yeah, we went up there, Michelle and I. We did our radio show from there, and we tried to educate these young drivers. They were about, I would say about 20 of them, from ages from 14 to 26. And I got to tell you, man, these kids were amazing. I mean, clean cut. Mr. Sir, super polite. And the ones that were still in school had a 4.0 grade point average. One of the kids was a out of the military, was in 9 years, got out, and now he's racing. So, yeah, it was such a great experience. So we're going to hopefully that was the second expo. We're going to try to do it every year just to help out. It'd be something if you were to go to that expo, you'd say to yourself, wow, I wish I had something like this, because there was guys there discussing setup, weighing the cars versus not weighing the car, different types of oils and engine prep and
dyno.
Yeah, dyno, talking about dyno.
Springs, everything.
Everything. And it was like a two-day event, and nothing but seminars from the professionals, that do this. And it was every form of racing. It wasn't just, asphalt. It was, we had, in fact, Paris Auto Speedway was there promoting the track. I mean, no, it was, it was really, really, really a good event. And we want to thank Shelley Wooldridge for putting that together.
And Lucas Oil.
And Lucas Oil. They had a lot to do
with it. There was a sponsor.
So, anyway, going back to the race, do you have any idea what the lineup is going to be the opening night?
Pretty much all most of the same guys from the last year. There might be a few new guys coming into the series, but
right.
But pretty much all the same guys that have been out at Paris and with the USAC CRA group, which is the 410 class and pretty much the top drivers in Southern California. So. Mm-hmm. It should be a really good race.
Yeah, it really should. And I'm telling you, folks, if you've never seen it, it's well worth the price of admission to go on up and get there, at least get there by, I would say, 4 o'clock. Get in, get yourself a good seat, grab something to eat. The food there is amazing, too. I don't know how they pull that off. I don't know. It must be the racing fuel mixed in with the food, because it seems to work out quite well, for me anyway.
You might have a little mud in the bottom of your beer cup, too.
Yeah, there might be just a tad. Just a tad. Just a tad. Well, that's okay. I'm not worried about it. It'll work out just fine.
I ended up with mud in my purse.
And it's still
there
in her purse. She hasn't taken it out. First time I took her, that she got mudded. And, if you don't know where to stand, you're going to get mudded up.
We got mudded up.
I know. Hey, did you go back to Chili Bowl this year?
No, I did not make it back to Tulsa this year for the Chili Bowl. I've been back there quite a few times, but I did not make it this year.
You going to try to go this year, you think, maybe?
Next year, possibly. Yeah, it's always a lot of fun, and you have five nights of racing with all the best guys in the country. It's quite an experience.
Isn't that a lot? Seems like a lot of work and a lot of pressure and a lot of wrenching.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. In a way, you get to race twice. So there's a lot of work that goes into that one night, and then you end up, kind of waiting for a couple of days for Saturday, or depending on which way you go. But there's always something to do and watch, and, having 300 cars under one roof and in the winter when there's no other racing going on. So it's a spectacle, really.
Yeah, and it's a bucket list race, I think. Like, people all want to go to the Daytona 500, the Indy 500. I think Chili Bowl is by far, a bucket list race if you're a racing enthusiast.
Uh-huh, for
can't,
sure.
Can't even imagine having an opportunity to drive it. I mean, I'd have to practice breathing before I went, because I think that would be a little much for me.
And it's all indoors. It's another
so
element
cool.
That's
that is so
different
cool.
About.
Loud as can be.
Yeah. And then the trophy, the golden tiller.
Yeah, the driller, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty neat.
So, have you got one?
No, I wish. No.
We'll hook
I made
you
the A-Main there. I made the A-Main there before on Saturday night, but
did you really?
I got yeah. So ooh. that was kind of a feat in itself, but to win that race would be amazing, and the list is kind of a who's who that won that race.
Well, is there any other dirt race that has more prestige? I don't think so.
Definitely not with the midgets. There's other races in the sprint cars that are prestigious, and the Oval Nationals at Paris. For non-wing sprint cars is ranked right up there at the top of the list. So, that's always one of the premier races in November.
Yeah.
And with guys from all over the country that we always look forward to.
Yeah, that's I keep forgetting about Paris because when you guys do the Nationals, oh my gosh, and they come from everywhere. Have you ever raced at Stewart's place?
At Eldora?
Yeah.
Yes, I have raced there before. It was before he owned it. It was still owned by Earl Baltus at the time. But I went back there for Ohio Sprint Week. I think it was like 2004 and raced, five tracks, something like that in Ohio. And, wow. And that was the last night. So pretty fast place. It gets really slick right up there against the wall. It definitely, takes a little time to get comfortable up there going that fast right against the fence. But an awesome place and pretty technical driving that close to the wall going that fast.
Yeah, especially on a slippery clay. I mean, yeah, that's because it doesn't take much and it's over.
Yeah, right.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I'm really looking forward to this March the 4th. All you have to do is go to parisautospeedway.com for tickets. All the information, if you want to go up and, spend the night, there's hotels in the areas. But the best part is being able to go down the pits and see guys like Mike Spencer and Damian Gardner and, the plethora of other drivers. And there's a lot of young kids there as well. And we've been able to snag a few interviews out from there, along with the help of Scott Delosio. And we always enjoy having you on, Mike, because you do such a good job. But I'm going to make you rattle off your sponsors from last year because they appreciate it when you do.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And again, just want to invite everybody out there to Paris on March 4th for a great race and to start off our year. And it's one of the premier tracks in the country and a really nice facility. And as far as our team goes, I just want to thank them. It's Ganson Engineering Motorsports, Dennis and Crystal Ganson, and a lot of people that help us, like Penn Shoring and Stainless Steel Fabricators, Porter Group, Cook King, Ramble Racing, like we talked about earlier, and Priestley Racing, CSI Shocks, Simpson King Components, and Sander Engineering. Again, just a lot of people that help make it all possible, and so we couldn't do it without them.
And, folks, the reason I make him do that is so that if you're ever out shopping and you're going to buy something, try to buy something that sponsors a race car. Because, because we all have choices. And I tell people absolutely. This story all the time, and it's the truth. When Union 76 walked away from NASCAR, I pulled out my Union 76 card and cut it up.
Uh-huh.
Well, because I'm going to buy from people that sponsor racing. All forms. I mean, not just, you know, not just dirt, but I mean all forms of racing, because I mean, let's face it, you know, there's a lot of companies supporting, you know, these young racers that you don't even know what the heck the name of the company is and even what they do. So if they're going to step to the plate and do that, then it's your job to find out what it is, what's the product, and if you can use it, use it. Bye.
Right, exactly.
Absolutely. All right, buddy. Well, hey, I'm going to let you go ahead and hit the dusty trail. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, because I'm sure you got to go to work tomorrow.
You too. Yep. Yeah. Thanks again for having me on. Appreciate it.
Hey, we love having you on, Mike. Final words, Miss Spencer.
Do a good one for the family, Mike.
That's her new slogan for you.
That's my name too. Yeah, that's my last name.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm Michelle Spencer. You're Mike Spencer. We're like practically related, don't you think?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. So, you know, instead of giving one for the Gipper, give one for the family.
Spencer.
All right,
buddy. Hey, we'll shoot the show up to you tomorrow, and you enjoy the rest of your week and weekend, and we hope to see you on the 4th.
All right. Thanks a lot. Hope to see you guys out there.
Look forward to it. All right. Let's go ahead. We'll just go ahead and take a break. We come back a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio, KCBQ AM 1170. We are the answer.
AM 1170, The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to
Racer Radio.
I do that well. Brought to you by Certified Car Care, located 11370 North Woodside Avenue. Mention to those folks that you heard it on KCBQ. For a discount on a dyno pull. So if you're building an engine or you're tricking out a car, then you're definitely going to want to get a dyno pull. So that's Certified Car Care. They also work on other cars too. So it's not like that is the only thing. Right.
Just hot rods, you mean?
We didn't really get a chance to talk about the winners at Pomona last week.
Oh, for the NHRA.
And a lovely lady by the name of Leah Pritchard got top fuel. Yeah. She won the top fuel class. Michelle and I, we went Saturday. We weren't able to go Sunday.
Yeah.
In 1,000 feet, 3.711 ET, which is estimated time. So that's 3 seconds, 3.7 seconds, 324.98 miles per hour in 1,000 feet.
Yeah. For basically a 98-pound woman.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just incredible. Just all the numbers and the G-forces and it all is just so amazing. She did such a great job.
And there was a time when Top Fuel always outran Funny Car, you know, as far as speeds go. So Matt Hagen turns a 3.875, but he went 330.07 miles per hour in a Funny Car, a full-bodied car. That was insane. Yeah. And then last but not least, Jason Line running the pro stock class, 6.568, 211.
Yeah. And all three of them were ahead. When we were there on Saturday, they were leading the qualifyings.
Nick,
yeah.
Can you run downstairs and grab the gun guys?
Oh, brother.
So,
the gun guys.
The gun guys. That's for guns.
They're on deck.
Radio.
They're on deck.
They're on deck. So,
Leah, and that's one thing I really have to say I enjoy about this series is all comers are welcome. It doesn't matter what you are, what race, what gender. This is such an inclusive series and always has been. Going back to 1951 when the founder, Wally Parks, set the series up. And I just really have to respect that.
And if you want to go a little farther down the list, which they don't normally talk about, Joey Cerance was in top alcohol dragster. Now you have top nitro, but this is alcohol. They're going 275. And then Shane Westerfield in a top alcohol funny car. Only 127.19, but he won. Doug Lambeck in competition eliminator, 156.97. Justin Lamb, super stock, 153.23. Jerry Emmons in stock eliminator, 119.87. Steve Williams, 185.38 in super comp. Ed Olpin, 168.98 in Super Gas. And then he must have went back, jumped into another car or did something, but ran Top Sportsman, the same guy, Ed Ulpin, 198.26. Mike Coughlin was in Top Dragster, 212.73. And then Jay Turner, 218.23 miles per hour in a Harley Davidson.
Are you kidding me? How in the world, right? You won't believe it till you see it. Jeez. It's just one of those things.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, and like I said, until somebody actually.
And going back to NASCAR for a second.
Yeah.
If you are a NASCAR fan and you want to see it local and you don't want to watch it on TV, you should know already. March 24th through 26th, they're out here at the Auto Club 400 in Fontana. And if you're an Auto Club member, you get a discount.
That's always helpful.
Yes. And then also coming up, you can go, I guess, if you really wanted to go on the Lucas Oil Modified Series, sort of local, you can go to Vegas on May 20th. They're at the Bullring. That would be really fun.
Have you been to that track?
No, but God, wouldn't that be a fun trip to go up there and watch these guys race at the Bullring? That would be a blast. But they're back at Irwindale on August 19th. So, you know, and then San Bernardino, their Orange Show. Quarter mile oval there, September 23rd. So you can get some of the Lucas Oil Modified Series locally without too much trouble. Oh, and then they go back to Vegas in November at the Bullring.
Yeah, they got.
So
a
they
second,
do two.
Yeah, they got a second.
That's kind of fun.
Well, you know, I want to just chat a little bit about, because you mentioned it earlier, the NASCAR Auto Club Speedway Daytona 500 viewing party,
right?
Which, I'm telling you, folks, if it sounds to me like it'd be an app, especially a hoot if you're in.
And it's free. That's the key. You know, so you can go there and, you know, what I would love to do is go there and have my picture taken with one of the cars, right?
Sure.
While I'm having my hot wings.
That's right. Opens at 9:30 in the morning. Green flag is set to wave at 11 Pacific time. There'll be photo opportunities with authentic cars.
See? Yeah,
chance to win prizes, giveaways, including Auto Club tickets, merchandise. And I've seen what they've given away before. And if you're a collector, you'll definitely want to do it. They also support the NASCAR Foundation and the proceeds from the raffle. So there'll be raffle items. There'll be silent auction items. And there'll be, I guarantee you, driving suits, helmets, you name it. It'll all be there. And then 10% off all food and non-alcohol beverage purchases will also benefit the foundation. And then an Auto Club Speedway hard card and Speedway Club members wearing the 2017 hard cards will receive a free $5 power card. I wish I was a hard card, but if I have to be a hard card, you got to go everywhere. You got to go to all the races pretty much.
So if you're a NASCAR fan, you can't miss that if you're really into NASCAR.
And then Lefty's Kid Club members with their Lefty Kids Club hard card will also receive a free $5 power card and a whole lot more. And during the viewing party, fans will take advantage of special ticket offers from Auto Club Speedway's 20th anniversary track reunion at the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series Auto Club Speedway. And by the way, you notice we have a new sponsor for NASCAR, and their patch fits perfectly fine over the Nextel Cup patch,
which
is now it's Monster Energy Drink.
Oh yeah, they had the Chicky Poos out there today.
Yeah,
with the big M necklaces and the tight.
Okay, well, and what was cute, did you notice how all of the the thing I got the biggest kick out of was how, like, all the headphones are still yellow.
Yeah,
you know, because for Nextel Cup,
right?
And you can just see the patches were made, it looked like somewhat hasty.
That's funny. Oh, you know what? Since we didn't have anyone call in from Barona, I thought we should mention that their season opens March 25th. And it's every other weekend with street stocks, dwarf cars, and sprint cars.
Okay, that's an excellent idea. I'm glad you brought
that
up.
Thought to throw that in there since we're talking racing and upcoming stuff.
We should get a call from, I think, Ryan Vargas next week. Because isn't he racing either this weekend?
He's coming up.
He's got to be coming up.
He was telling us last week. He called in last week.
Right, so
let me see what he told us.
Yeah, so I don't have my notes. I have that note, but that.
He said his next race is March 11th at Irwindale, which is the night of destruction, isn't it?
I think it is. Yeah. In fact, I think he's going to be there for that. By the way, another great series, another great series that a lot of people may not be aware of is the V8, where is it called?
Oh, Michael Cohen's.
V8 Road Racing West.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is new.
It's brand new. And this is such a great organization where they put these cars together. We've got the 2017 schedule.
And yeah, March 25th, mm-hmm. Willow Springs.
You got it.
Yeah, and he's got stock car racing, the High Desert Challenge, and the Trans Am West Challenge.
Yeah.
And then that's just round one. Round two is May 6th in Button Willow. Round three is June 10th in Fontana. That'll be fun mm-hmm. on the Speedway. Round four is August 19th, again at Fontana. So he's got them nicely spaced out, where you can do your modifications to your car in between, get it all fixed up, and different tracks, different configurations. It's kind of a nice schedule. I like it.
And I like the fact that he's running V8s.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of reminds me of, the Australian supercar group down there, because, you know, they run all the V8 rear-wheel drivers.
Yeah, the time trials and whatever. Yes.
And by the way, he had a car that's ready to go to enter his series, $20,000 roller, ready to roll. Ready to race. So for $20,000, I mean, you know.
Don't tell me these things. Okay. Don't tell me these things.
Well, you got a new job, so I need to get them to sponsor your car. Right? I think that would be absolutely ideal.
Yeah.
I don't think that'd work out all that well. Well, hey, Gun Sports Radio is right around the corner, folks. Michael Schwartz is in the house. Joe Holyfield is in the house. I think John Dillon's going to call in from Gasky, Dillon, and Balance. And let me see. And then, of course, Lance leaves us a message because Lance won't be in today. But Bill Desi is going to call in, firearms instructor. And I guess he wants us to ask Bill how Lance did shooting last Sunday.
That's funny.
So I guess Lance must have done quite well. Hmm. He's traveling. He was in Texas.
So can I ask you something about Cars 3? Did you know that Cars 3 is coming out?
Oh, no.
Well, we have like 1 minute. Okay.
Did you reach out to them for publicity?
No. Well, yes, I did. And they didn't get back to me. But I talked to the guy at Cars Land at California Adventure. And he told me that the merchandise for it's coming up this month.
Oh, no.
The movie comes out June 16th in theaters.
There you go.
But they're going to have sort of a dark side to the cars. Apparently, Lightning McQueen's going to go through a midlife crisis.
What?
It's kind of a bummer.
I don't want to see
him. I know. And he's going to have a new villain called Jackson Storm.
Is it still going to be the same? What's his face? It's going to be the voice?
Yes. Owen Wilson will be back as the voice of Lightning McQueen. He's grown up now. He's 40 years old, apparently. And apparently, he's still with Sally.
That's so nice to hear.
And he's going to have a new trainer called Cruz Ramirez, who's a woman.
What?
Uh-huh. And what? She's going to be a yellow Camaro.
Oh.
So.
You're all into this. You need to call these guys up. We need to get them on radio.
I know. How do I do that?
Talk to
I
your.
Need to get somebody.
No, you just got to get to the top, get into the Disneyland.
And also, while I'm on the Disney thing, Mickey and the Roadster Racers is a new TV show for kids. It's a cartoon. And it started in January.
Mickey and
on the Roadster. Yeah, on the Disney Channel. Disney Junior.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have kids and grandkids, this is great because you can watch this with them.
There you go.
You can get your car thing out.
They're playing your song.
They are. I wish they had this when Lauren was little.
I know. All right, folks. We're going to have to hit the dusty trail. Michelle, as always, thank you for a great show.
Welcome.
And we look forward to Gun Sports Radio coming up next right here on AM 1170, The Answer.
Until then, who cares about the clouds when we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet.
SD Motorsports on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Love Radio.